Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm Father Anthony Gaspar from Our Lady of Peace, North Augusta. This is for the first time I'm here doing the Mass, such a wonderful opportunity that I have. God has blessed me. God never wanted Adam to be alone. He created Eve to be his companion. Richard Long, chair of preventive medicine at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, he made a big study, and he said that loneliness is an invisible epidemic that affects 60 million Americans. Everyone feels lonely at times in their lives, but chronic loneliness possesses a serious health risk. Psychoanalyst Eric Fromm says, "The deepest need of a man is the need to overcome his separatedness, to leave the prison of his aloneness." We try to respond to that feeling of loneliness in many ways. We make a plan to fight the mental and emotional habits of loneliness. Something is always missing. Still, we are not able to fill the voids. Loneliness is only fear in disguise. It's a fear of not being connected to anything or anyone. The same feeling almost killed King David. And he says in the book of Psalms, chapter 142, verse 4, "Look on my right hand and see there is no one who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for me." And we know. Later, the same person, David, says, "The Lord is my shepherd. Nothing shall I want." How come? Big change in him. He felt the Spirit of the Lord was with him. That was a simple fact. He realized later he was not all alone. That gave him a tremendous courage. The next verse of today's gospel, where ends today, 14th chapter, verse 15 is the end of the gospel today. The 16th we read, "You can overcome the struggle of loneliness because the Comforter is with you." The promise of an advocate, the promise of the Comforter to his disciples. He has different names: Helper, Advocate, Comforter, Guide, and so on. This is the promise for all of us who believe in that Comforter given to us through today's scriptural readings: the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. The first reading describes how that Spirit of the Lord helped Philip, the deacon, to preach powerfully and convert the Samaritans in large numbers. It also explains how the baptized Samaritans received fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit through the imposition of the hands by the apostles Peter and John. In the second reading, Peter shows us the Holy Spirit makes it possible for us believers even to live in the midst of opposition and persecution. The gospel of today reminds us that the Holy Spirit abiding within us is our teacher and the source of all our peace. Jesus promises that Holy Spirit who is going to follow us and who we are all going to be instructed by Him, everything we need to know. That's a promise. Before Columbus set sail from Spain into the unknown, it was believed that the world entered not far beyond Gibraltar. You know, the Gibraltar is a British overseas territory on the headland on Spain's south coast. They all believed the world entered not far beyond Gibraltar, all water. And indeed, this belief was expressed in the Spanish royal motto, which read, "Ne plus ultra," meaning there is no more beyond here from that point, no more beyond. But when Columbus returned, he had actually found a whole new world out there. This made the royal motto meaningless until Queen Isabella, she simply eliminated the first word, ne plus ultra, the first word she eliminated, meaning there is plenty more beyond. We need to strongly believe that the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, is in us, and we will discover there is plenty more beyond waiting for us tomorrow. We believe with the power of the Spirit, we will discover that our pilgrimage is taking us somewhere. We believe that we see ourselves clearly as one of God's beautiful, unique works of art, which is in progress for completion. Believe and trust yourself to God as He is waiting to shape and form and mold you and move you towards perfection. God never wants us to be alone. He is always there with His Spirit. May the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.